Welcome, world famous Phil Hendry Show pre-show. This is the 8th. Oh, tomorrow I've got a telehealth with my doc, as you guys are in on all of my health shit. And I wonder if I had to pot that up. I'm using a new podcast rig, as we like to call them in the biz. The wave file, Jackie's pointing out how thick and big the wave file looks. That's really great. Is that too big? We're not using a wave file. We're using an MP4 file.
It's still a wave file. They're all wave files.
Oh, man. No, that's cool. All right, well, whatever. As long as I ain't over-modulating on this here machine using the Duo I.O., for those of you who are familiar with the iRig, which we just purchased at Guitar Center, it's a very, very modest remote rig that I'm using so that we can do our podcasting here from South Florida, where it's been pissing down fucking buckets. I got a little tiny bit of some video that I did today as Jackie and I were cruising. I didn't really show any of the rain. We were just, you know, rapping. And did the usual bullshit, which is, when I say usual bullshit, those of you that have followed me here in South Florida when we come here, we've got the big video there of the giant guitar in Dania, which is the Miccosukee?
Seminole.
The Seminole people and the Hard Rock Hotel.
They own all everywhere.
The Seminole own every Hard Rock everywhere?
I think so.
Even in California? Even in Vegas?
I think so.
How does the Seminole own something in Vegas? Well, there you go. The Seminole are branching out into Apache land or wherever. I don't know, and I don't want to come off sounding like a complete white, blue-eyed, blonde-haired, or red-headed bigot. But at this point in my life, man, you know, I'm just hanging on, Jack, for dear life. I hope you guys are having, wherever you are, man, I hope the weather's better than it is here. But you know what? It's all good because if you come to Florida, if any length of time, and you have to experience all of it, whether it's tropical storm, whether it's freaking, you know, I just realized Gail Storm, the singer and all around, like, somewhat comic actress. You remember her? She was a comic actress, and she passed on recently, living, I think, with her son in Northern California or something, you know. But Gail Storm had a television show in the 50s. This is real old guy bullshit, but just bear with me, okay? Her show was a show called The Gail Storm Show, and that worked so well that she had a spinoff called Oh, Susanna, where she played, guess what, the social director on a cruise ship. And what do you suppose came around some 20 years after that? Hey, how about that? Love Boat. Now, I wonder if Gail Storm was in for any of the residual copyright or otherwise trademark money. Probably not, because, sure, she is. Hey, that's my idea, you know, social director on a cruise ship. Nonetheless, that was kind of an interesting show. Now, the only reason why I bring up Gail Storm is because get you know, Gail Storm. See? You don't get it? Gale Force Wind? Which in many ways... And Gail Storm was one of these comic actresses. She really wanted to muscle into Lucille Ball territory. She really did. She was attractive. She was very pretty. But even in her show, she played a bachelorette. She did not play a married woman. Lucille Ball played a married woman, Lucy Ricardo. She was never hitting on guys. Okay? I think one of the failings of the Gail Storm show, and I say this with the greatest of love and respect, because I thought she was a pretty decent comic actress, was that how are you a single woman hitting on dudes and being goofy, you know? So she was always hitting on guys at bus stops and in front of liquor stores. No, that's wrong. I'm fucking that up. Guys would hit on her, and then she'd reciprocate with, like, one-liners and stuff. And then one time she did a show about being at a health farm. It was gone. I don't even know what I'm talking about. The only reason I wanted to talk about Gail Storm is because of the idea of Gail Storm. That had to have been a press agent or somebody, don't you think? Do you know anything about it, Frank? Well, I thought I was going to be coming on the program. Is this a pre-show or something?
It is.
What? Margaret's here.
Margaret. It is a pre-show, Frank.
Well, I'm paid to... Okay, Frank, never mind then. All right, no, what do you want to know about Gail Storm? What, did you know her?
I knew him, yeah. In fact, I was interested in managing him, ma'am, imaging him.
Managing, I'm sorry. I was interested in managing him for a while, but people said he was a little cuckoo, and beautiful woman, though, but he was nuts. Gail Storm, huh? That was my impression, but as I found out later, he made a lot of money, and that was one more deal that I blew to hell. Frank Gray will be with us on the show today. So this is our pre-show. What's the difference between this and the regular show? Nothing. Nothing at all. Isn't that exciting? So we're going to sign off testing this out. Now, this will be interesting to see if I can share this via our usual app to my crew in California, have them post this. But it is a Monday. It is a wet one in South Florida. And here's the trip. This storm is supposed to be peaking sometime early this morning, this Monday morning, overnight. And then it's going to do what, Jackie? It's going to just go off to the north in the Gulf? Yes, it's just spinning away from us. Yeah, it's not even a hurricane. It's a tropical storm, which means winds as high as 60 to 65 miles an hour, and then it trips into hurricane territory. And as I've told the story ad nauseum, what, Frank? Not the tropical storm Gordon story. Yes, I flew out of South Florida. Bill flew out of South Florida to go visit all of her golfing buddies in Mexico, and she had a great time. That's right, and I flew out in Tropical Storm Gordon in the winter of 1995, I think it was 94, 95, and had a blast with my pals in Mexico. All right, stand by for our show here from South Florida.